Blog Talk Radio.
Also, in an effort to let the Jews know that you are
alleging one thing, but your actual operation actually proves out to be who you truly are in actuality. Praise the Lord. Let's go to this conversation that our Lord is having as it picks up in the 8th chapter of John. And today we want to focus in on verses 31 through 47 of the 8th chapter of John, verse 31 through 47. Reading from the King James Version of the Bible, our weapon of choice, and it says, "Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him." He said to the Jews, the ones that believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Those are the true ones who are my disciples, the ones who continue, not even the ones that started out and then fell along the way. He says, those that continue in my word, those are the true disciples. 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth itself shall make you free." You'll know the truth, and the truth itself will make you free. They answered him, "Will we be Abraham's seed?" They said, we're Abraham's seed, and we were never bondage to any man. "So how sayest thou?" They said, "Then how are you saying you shall make us free?" See, they truly still didn't understand, saints, what our Lord was saying. Sometimes we just don't get it. Praise God. Jesus answered them furthermore. He says, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin," whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. "And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Verse 37, "I know that ye are Abraham's seed." The Lord says here, I know. He said, I'm aware of the fact that you're Abraham's seed, "but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you." He says, "I know why you're doing what you're doing, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father," Jesus said. "I'm speaking that which I have seen or heard of my Father, and you do that which you have seen or heard of your Father." There it is. It truly shows who is your true father. Oftentimes you can't say things and then do something else. Praise God. Jesus said, I'm speaking that which I have seen or heard of my Father, but you're doing that which you have seen or heard of your Father. Verse 39, "They answered and said unto him, but Abraham is our father." Jesus said unto them, If you were Abraham's children, if you're Abraham's kids, he says, "then you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you truth, which I have heard of God. This," he said, "Abraham did not do. You do the deeds," verse 41, "you do the deeds, however, of your father." Then said they to him, "But we be not born of fornication. We have but one Father, and that is God, even God." Verse 42, Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded. I came forth from him." He said, "I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me." Jesus said, "I didn't do this of myself. It was the Father that sent me." 43, "But why do you not understand my speech?" In layman's terms, Jesus was saying to them, "Don't you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?" He says, "It is even because you cannot hear my words." You cannot hear my words. 44, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh it of his own. For he is a liar, Jesus said. He called it a spade a spade. He said he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. 46, he says, which one of you convince me of sin? Which one of you can convince me or convict me of sin? Who can accuse me of sin? And if I say the truth, then why do you not believe me? He said, then if I'm speaking the truth, the actual truth, then why do you not believe me? Verse 47, he said, he that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Who's your daddy? Glory to God. You can't say one thing and do something else. Oftentimes, even in the world in which we live, biologically, oftentimes we know whom is our biological fathers, daddies, because generally there's something about the father or dad that we mimic, praise God, some attribute, praise God, that lets folk to know that that is indeed our daddy, or we are indeed his offspring or his child, praise God. There's something about us that proves out that we came out from that particular vessel, praise the Lord. You're going to have his nose, or you're going to look like him, or you're going to walk like him, or you're going to have his talk or attitude. Something about your daddy eventually is going to come forth. And somebody going to know, I know that you Joe's kid. You definitely his child, because you got that walk just like him. You got that same thing that he or she does, praise God. So I know you are their child, praise the Lord. That's what the Lord is really trying to convince and to get these Jews, praise God, to understand, as well as he is today of those, praise the Lord, who don't truly get it. They don't truly understand fully that God is trying to get us to understand who is truly your daddy. And it proves out who is your daddy, your father, by the things that you do, the things that you say. Jesus himself is the truth that sets us free. Mm-hmm. So in the 36th verse of that 8th chapter, he said, if the Son will make you free, then you shall be free indeed. If the Son shall make you free, then are you truly free. Why? Because the Son is the only one that has the power, the authority that has been given him by the Father. And he said that the Son is the one that will set you free. He sets us free, beloved, from sin. He was getting these Jews to understand. He said, whatever has you captive, praise God, then that's who you become victim to, and you're the servant of it. He says, you are the servants of sin in the 34th chapter. He says, truly, I say that whosoever committed sin is the servant of the sin, praise God. You become the servant, praise God, the prisoner of that. But if the Son shall set you free, then you'll be free indeed. God sets us free from being captive to sin in our lives. We oftentimes think we're free because we tend to walk around freely, and we tend to have the ability to do what we want, say what we want, and act in a manner in which we choose. But the Lord says, really, you are victim to that you do. And oftentimes we don't think that we are victims to sin, but we find ourselves sinning oftentimes. And Jesus said, you are you're a servant to that. You're not free as you think you are, because you are falling victim to that which you do. You call yourself free while all the time doing those things that proves out that you are a victim or servant to the sin that you oftentimes find yourself doing. He is the source of truth. He is the perfect standard, praise the Lord. the perfect standard of all that is right and good. He frees us from the consequences of sin, from self-deception and from deception by Satan. Oftentimes, and not everything is not Satan's fault. Sometimes it's the enemy that's in me, praise God, that's causing me to become always captive in this vicious cycle of doing things that are out of kilter and out of step with the will of God. We blame a lot of stuff on Satan, but the reality is it's the enemy that's in us. Glory to God. He shows us clearly the way to eternal life with the Father. Jesus does not give us freedom to do what we want, but freedom to follow God. He sets us free from sin so that we can be free to follow after God, praise God, to follow after the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, as he gives us clear instructions and directions, we can clearly and freely follow after those things because we're no longer victims. He says we're no longer tied to that old schoolmaster, but God has set us free. And as we seek to serve God, Jesus, his perfect truth frees us to be all that God has truly meant us to be. Sin has a way of enslaving us, controlling us, and dominating us, dictating our actions. Jesus can free us from the slavery that keeps us from becoming the person that God has created us truly to be. If sin is restraining, if it's mastering, if it's enslaving you, then Jesus can break the power that it has over your life. Jesus made a distinction between the hereditary children. In that 40 verse, he made a distinction between the hereditary children and the true children. He says, you do the deeds of your father. But they say, but we be not born of fornication, but we have but one father, and that is the God. He said, but you do the deeds of your father. It proves out that if you are God's children, if you are his children, his kids, then you will do those things, praise God, that be of the Lord, he says, but you follow your true father. The religious leaders were, they were the hereditary children of Abraham, who was the founder of the Jewish nation. And therefore, they claim to be the children of God. But their actions, praise the Lord, their actions showed them to be the true children of Satan. For they lived under Satan's guidance. True children of Abraham, that is, faithful followers of God, would not act as they did. Your church membership and family connections will not make you a true child of God. Oh, I wish somebody is hearing me today on this segment. Your church affiliation and your family connections will not make you a true child of God. Your true father is the one that you imitate and obey. Your true father is the one that you imitate and obey. The religious leaders were unable to understand because they refused to listen. It takes humility, saints of God, for us to truly begin to become God's true children. We got to hear his word and then follow obediently thereby. It's not enough just to know. The Bible says we must be not just forgetful hearers, but hearers as well as doers of God's word. It's not enough just to know. It's not enough just to understand or to say what is the word and will of God. But he says we must be active participants, adding those practices and those procedures unto our lives that we may walk them out on a daily basis. So whether you say anything or not, somebody will know who you are by your actions. And the Bible says there's a principle, and they will know the tree by the fruit that it bears. There it is. It bears out who you are because the tree is known by its fruits. I know an apple tree because apples come from its limbs. I know a pecan tree because there are pecans that are laying around from that tree, praise the Lord. A pear tree because pears are coming from its limbs. But you cannot say that I'm really an apple tree and there are oranges coming from your limbs. We find ourselves in the same era as these Jewish leaders and the people, praise God. They were contending with Christ, saying, no, we're really this. Jesus said, no, that's not what coming from your limbs. Glory to God. They were unable, these leaders, these religious leaders were unable to understand because they refused to listen. Satan used their stubbornness, their pride, and their prejudices to keep them from believing in Jesus. They couldn't get with him because when they looked on him, they were like, oh, no, he ain't what he say he is. This is not really God's son. But it does not prove out just because you can observe someone. That is the reason why the Lord says, you look at the outward extremities of a man. But I, the Lord, I search the internal thoughts and the intents of the heart. I know who you truly are because I'm searching your heart. And I know who you truly are. The attitudes and the action of these leaders clearly identified them as followers of Satan. Jesus called them out eventually. He says, I follow my father, and I do those things that please him, but you follow your father. And he goes on to say in that 41st, he said, for you are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father you do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he did not abide in truth because there was no truth in him. And when he began to speak, the Lord said he speaks lies. And he spoke those lies of his own accord because he is a liar. And he's not only a liar, but he's a father of lies. And Jesus said, furthermore, and because I tell you truth, you don't believe me. Why? Because you follow your father. They were his tools. These leaders, they may not have been conscious of the fact, but their hatred of truth, their lies, and their murderous intentions indicated how much control the devil had over them. Saints, hear me well on this morning. We cannot, praise God, deny God by allowing ourselves to fall victim and not humbling ourselves to the obedience of his word to do those things that please our Father. And it starts with us listening to the word, the will of God, and applying those things to our lives so that we will always do those things that please him and that give God the greatest sense of joy, knowing that we are aligning ourselves with his will and word. They were indeed the tools of Satan at best, carrying out his plans. They spoke the very language of the lies that he himself perpetrates. Satan still uses people today to obstruct God's work. No one could accuse Jesus. He said, which one of you that can really convince me of sin or any wrongdoing? Who is it? Which one? Who can convince me of doing something wrong? No one could accuse him of a single sin. People who hated him and wanted him dead scrutinized his behavior, but could find nothing wrong with him. Jesus proved he was God in the flesh by his sinless life. He's the only perfect example for us to follow. In a number of places, Jesus intentionally challenged his listeners to test him. He welcomed those who wanted to question his claims and character as long as they were willing to follow through on what they discovered. Jesus' challenge it clarifies the two of the most frequent reasons that people that folk miss when they are encountering our Lord. Number one, they never accept his challenge to test him. And number two, when they test him, they are not willing to believe what they discover. Have you made any one of those mistakes? Trust me today when I say to you, my brothers and sisters, we are what we do. And the Bible wants us to understand that you will always, there's a principle in his word, you'll always know the essence of who the tree is by the fruit that comes from that tree. He says you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears out. Who's your daddy? We can answer that question ourselves. Thank you for listening on today. To God be the glory. For the hearers, readers, and doers of his holy and his eternal word.
Thank you for that inspirational word here in the studio, Pastor Phil. And we're now down to our commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objective each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-5-4700, access code 126-580#. Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a Self-Help Tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk. I'm Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio. And I've been in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom of Jesus, and God's Anointed Ministry, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching he's doing series called Who's Your Daddy? And we're in the third installment of that series. Pastor Fields, we had one quick question for you here in the chat room, and it comes from Bishop Joshua, and he wants to know, according to what you were teaching on today, Who's Your Daddy? How do you help the body of Christ fully recognize who their father is and not them being associated with the enemy himself, who is a poser as the father?
My God.
Bishop Jones.
To Bishop Jones, thank you for that. It's an excellent question. They praise God, and certainly to the bishop and all who are listening. We simply just, it's very simple, praise God. The Lord says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burdens are light. They're reasonable things. We just simply have to take the true word of God, read it, understand it, and execute what God is saying. The Bible says that we are not to grieve the Holy Spirit. When he gives us what to do and how to do it, that we cannot take our own mind and do what we want to do. We simply just got to move in childlike faith or simple obedience to the things of God. We can help them, Bishop, by simply mimicking those things for him. The best example we can have to anyone is simply to show through our lifestyles that we are submitted to the will of the Word of God. and teach men through example, which is what our Lord did, just how to just carry out what God said. Jesus said, I didn't come to do my own thing. I came to do the will of the Father. And he made no reputation of himself, but he simply walked it out daily. There it is. We have to walk it out daily before them. And as leaders, leaders lead. We have to let our lights so shine before their men, externally and internally, that they may see our good works and our professed obedience, but give glory back unto the Father. So we've got to walk it out, man of God. We've got to continue to teach them, but it's better to show them, because the best sermon that I've ever heard is one that is seen and one that is not spoken. God bless you and keep you, is our sincere prayer.
Thank you for tuning into the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host. You have the opportunity to give the man of God feedback regarding the teaching segments he's doing here in the studio for the Real Talk segment. And that website you can contact him and give him feedback on is www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as www.ghkc1.org. As well as in this time and this season, you can avail yourself to assist in the man of God with the various ministries that God has put him in charge of and there's a mandate upon his life for through your monetary donations, and you can do that via his website. Once again, those websites are www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org. In this time and in this season, I would encourage you men and women of God to assist the man of God to come aboard and partner with him and sponsor him for upcoming television segments as well as upcoming radio broadcast segments that are coming soon. As well as in this time and this season, because we are an international ministry, you can assist us in carrying forth the word of God across the globe. We would thank you for your participation and your partnering with God's Anointed Ministries, as well as with Global Harvest Kingdom Church and with Time to Kingdom Objectives. Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, bidding you Godspeed and God's favor upon your life.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. So break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.